Hong Kong is in the grips of a dramatic spike in COVID-19 infections. Just today, authorities reported more than 55,000 new cases and at least 117 deaths. And there are reports that Chinese authorities are planning a citywide lockdown and mandatory testing, which has sparked a wave of panic buying, leaving some grocery shelves empty. NPR's Emily Fang joins us now from Beijing. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
So give us a sense of how this latest spike in infections is affecting life right now in Hong Kong. What are you hearing?
It's completely upended things, and it sent people into a panic, as you mentioned, because Hong Kong has been lulled into a sense of security. It has enjoyed very, very low COVID infection rates up until this fifth infection wave. Something like only a couple thousand people had gotten sick over the last 2 years until this Omicron variant hit the city. And so people were not mentally, and they were also not physically prepared. They didn't have enough supplies. There's a shortage of masks and testing supplies. And now that cases have really spiked, people are told, stay at home. But the problem is that Hong Kong is one of the most densely packed cities in the world. And a lot of construction workers, migrant workers, they're not living in places where they're able to really self-isolate. And so the Omicron variant has just torn through the region.
So Hong Kong has a zero COVID policy. What does that look like? And how is it trying to contain and control this outbreak?
So zero COVID has been China's hallmark policy in approaching COVID. It just means that they will not tolerate a single case. And in mainland China, where I live, that means that authorities will lock down an entire district of a city if they discover just one infected person. They'll implement mass testing. They'll cut off direct flights and trains to and from that city. And Hong Kong has been expected to uphold those standards because it's technically part of China. But the problem is that Hong Kong is also historically a more outward-facing financial hub. So it's tried to straddle these two standards of, on one hand, being kind of open and trying to make sure that its small businesses and a lot of its expats who move to Hong Kong because of its connectivity to the rest of the world are still able to live and operate as normal, but also try to fit China's zero COVID policies. It has kind of managed up until this point where, according to Hong Kong, a number of infected airline stewardesses became sick and passed on the Omicron variant to the rest of the population. And we're starting to see the gaps emerge in Hong Kong's COVID policy. Unfortunately, they've been this transition ground where you're supposed to have this connection to the rest of the world. At the same time, Hong Kong is also a gateway into China, so it needs to maintain this zero COVID policy, and it's been impossible to fill these two goals.
Interesting. So we're hearing about these rumors of a pending lockdown of mandatory testing for the entire population. What are you hearing in terms of what is the official plan? What is the government saying?
All I've been hearing are the same rumors that you have, but I've been looking at who is visiting Hong Kong. There have been teams of mainland health officials sent from Beijing and Guangdong province, which neighbors Hong Kong. They've extended their visit there from just 2 weeks to almost a month now. They're there advising the Hong Kong government on how to get its COVID outburst under control. And the fact that they've been there so long and they've been putting out statements essentially saying, we've been recommending mainland-style lockdowns, is a pretty strong signal that Hong Kong is being pushed to do whatever it takes to control this outbreak and that a lockdown is going to be in the horizon for Hong Kong.
And what do we know about vaccination rates in Hong Kong? Are they high, low? What do we know?
They're relatively low compared to the rest of China, and that's in part because of distrust in government. Most of Hong Kong residents have been getting Chinese-made vaccines. There's been a lot of vaccine hesitancy, particularly among older folk in Hong Kong, and those, of course, are the most vulnerable to infection. So almost all of the deaths we've seen so far in the region, unfortunately, have been among unvaccinated elderly.
Emily, is this having an effect on policies in Beijing, where you are?
Not yet, but I expect it will, because leaders in Beijing are looking at Hong Kong as a case study of what happens when you let down your guard just a little bit. There had been some rumors Beijing might relax the mainland's own strict lockdown policies and border closure policies. I would expect, no matter how Hong Kong's epidemic is handled, that the policies I'm facing, for example, on the mainland will continue throughout 2022 and well into next year.
Wow. One more question, Emily. You've been telling us about panic buying and store shelves being picked clean. How else are people reacting to reports that there might be a citywide lockdown in Hong Kong?
People are trying to leave. You already saw this drain because of how Beijing has cracked down on the region. They've limited civil liberties. They've passed this national security law that's made people feel like Hong Kong's no longer a safe place to live or a place I want to raise my children. And this latest COVID wave has accelerated the number of people who are trying to leave the city. I've seen some bank analyst reports that if zero COVID continues, we might see an attrition of 2 to 3% of Hong Kong's population per month, you know, people trying to move to the United Kingdom or other countries where they might have family and friends already.
Wow, really dramatic. Emily Fang is NPR's Beijing correspondent, talking about a dramatic wave in COVID-19 infections in Hong Kong. A reminder that the global pandemic is not behind us yet. Emily, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.